Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the walk.se, the ongoing chronicles about becoming a minimalist vagabond while trying to walk from Stockholm to Sydney. We're in Fredericksburg. It's gone about 5 or 6 days since you heard from us last, and we've done 4 days of hard walking with Charlie, and I think we've decided we're going to call his cart the Emu. Is that right, Charlie?
Yeah. The Emu. Yeah. That must be the best
solution. I think it's the best, because it looks sort of like an emu with short legs, doesn't it?
And it's worthless as well as a packing animal.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine if you were to wanted to pack something on something and carry it with you everywhere.
It would be a bird.
Yeah,
it would be a bird. A bird that couldn't fly.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that.
So it seems like the emu is a really, really good choice. The first day, everything went really right, didn't it? We walked for about 37 kilometers the first day. We headed out of Austin. It was very nice heading out of Austin. Walked past Barton Springs and through some of the outer western suburbs of Austin that were quite nice. And we walked through Austin. And then we started getting out into the more sort of countryside. And then we ended up camping on the side of a highway, or a major highway intersection. We actually found a bit of shrub we could sort of hide behind, right next to a service station.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. And you did a video there, a first night video that you posted on your Facebook account.
It has been posted now.
Yeah.
It is on my website, but I can maybe try to tag it.
No, I'll just link it to it from here. I'll put a link in it to here so you can see it. It was the first night. And what did you think of the first day's walking?
The first day's walking was a good start because it was easy compared to the other days. I think it felt a little cooler.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice day.
There were some breezes I think it was kind of flat.
Yeah, and it was a little bit cloudy too. There wasn't so much sun. It was sort of like, it was a nice cool day to walk. Yeah. It's strange actually, the temperature was quite warm. It was close to 35 degrees, and yet that day felt cooler than the days that followed it. And we camped there the night, and we packed up the next day, and one of the reasons that Charlie is here is it is a test walk for him, so he's checking his equipment and what he needs to be able to access and how quickly and everything. So it's a really important thing to do if you're going to do a long walk. Either you have to do one of two things. You either have to do a test walk and get organized. Things change anyway, even if you do a test walk. Or you have to accept that you're going to change things as you go. And one of the things that really struck me, and struck me in the last few days, and I think Charlie realizes this too, is that whereas I set camp and break camp in about 15 minutes, it takes Charlie almost half an hour to an hour, much, much longer. And that's not anything that he's doing wrong. It's just one of those things where you learn. I mean, I've been on the road now for a year, and I know exactly where to put everything and where to put my hands to get at everything. And it makes a big, big difference. It really does. Don't you think so, Charlie?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
But also, I think my tent just takes longer to put up because you only have this small one.
Yeah. And I mean, all the things adds up, and it doesn't really make any difference. We've got plenty of time to walk to make ourselves tired anyway, so that's fine. Day two, we headed out, and where did we go to then? Do you remember?
Day two, that was when we slept at the water.
That's right. Yeah, we headed out from Austin, and we found just before we came to a state park, we had a sort of a goal that we were going to reach a state park and camp there. But before we reached the state park, we actually found a river crossing where the river actually had, or a creek crossing, it actually had some water in it. It was running there, and so we decided to camp.
It was a good place.
It was a good place because
we were behind in time anyway, yeah, because on the way,
yeah, that's right,
we were stopped by a very very gentle man called
Steve
Wolf.
Steve Wolf. Yes, we walked past a ranch, and it was called the Stunt Ranch.
Stunt Ranch.
And just as
and we have an old stunt man among us here.
Yeah, yeah.
In case you didn't know, no. Mats is an old stunt man.
Yeah. I think not everybody, but all my friends know that, but I don't think maybe some of the new listeners probably don't know that, but I spent four years probably working as a stunt man in the early 80s in Sydney. And as we walked past the Stunt Ranch, Steve Wolf pulled up in his car and he said, "Oh, you guys look hot. Are you out walking? Don't you want to come and have a swim in the pool?" And he invited us back. And
a walk through Texas is not complete before you've been to the Stunt Ranch.
No, exactly. And we stopped there and we had a swim in the pool. It was really nice. And not only that, we'd realized I'd been walking behind Charlie for a while and I'd been really worried about...
The emu.
The emu was looking a bit distressed. It was sort of like looking a bit bent. And so Steve actually helped us a lot to reinforce the wheel axles on the emu. So we've got a bit of pipe there and some hose clamp and stuff and clamped it all together so we reinforced it. And he did that and he just was so extremely helpful. It was really incredible. And when we were there, he asked if we wanted to have a jump in the airbag. And we started talking, and I said, "Well, I've already worked as a stuntman. I worked for a stuntman." And we started talking.
He didn't really dare to.
No, I was too scared. But we started talking about full body burns and all this sort of stuff. But anyway, it ended up with that Charlie had a jump in the airbag. And what do you think, Charlie? It was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. It was like adding a 20-foot jump or something into an airbag, and I wasn't even going to be bothered climbing up to do it. I've done it so many times before. But we've got some pictures there. On the Instagram feed, there's a picture of Charlie both jumping into the airbag and with his happy smile afterwards when he realizes that he's survived. So have a look at that.
I started crying after the picture was taken.
No, he didn't. No, he enjoyed it. And after that, we headed out, and we had quite a long rest there. So... we headed out. We were a little bit late, and we didn't quite reach the state park, Ponderosa State Park. We were planning to reach to camp, but we found this river, and I think that was a better campsite.
Yeah, much better, because that meant we could have a bed the next day before continuing, and we could wash the pot proper. And
it was quite nice, and it was quite. We sort of hid behind some bushes. I mean, it's like it's Texas. Everywhere is private property. You're not allowed to camp or do anything anywhere, but we sort of hid behind some bushes. And
we were hiding. It's like a boarding school. You have to sneak out to do things.
Yeah. But it was nice. And then the next day we started off and we headed up. And I think the next day was probably the day that I think you thought that was quite hard.
It was pretty hard the next day, yes. Yeah. But my big concern is to run out of water.
Yeah.
And we can only carry a certain amount of water. And I knew that we wouldn't be, we wouldn't have the opportunity to buy new water the next day, or maybe next day, but not this day.
Yeah.
So there's a big concern about having enough water.
Yeah.
And you don't want to drink too much, but on the other hand, you are sweating.
Yeah, it's really hot.
You're really thirsty all the time, so it's a stress factor not to be able to drink all the water that you want. But on the other hand, that's really what my project is about.
Yeah,
walking for water.
This
is not just walking for water for others. This is also walking for water for ourselves, because you even sweat when you lie still.
Yeah.
So it's just about walking, get to the next goal so you can refill your water supplies.
And you realize how important water is.
Yes.
And how in this sort of climate when it's so hot that you can't really survive without it at all. And as Charlie said, I mean, we've been starting to have a few siestas. I'll say some more about that. But when you're lying down at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're lying in the shade, you're still sweating. even if you're lying still. So it's quite warm. It's quite warm and you sweat a lot. But we made it. We actually made it into Johnson City that afternoon. We walked from there into Johnson City, and we got there about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we had a very filling but terrible lunch at the Dairy Queen.
Which is something like a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Similar.
Fast food. Terrible fast food, basically.
They have a lot of fast food chains over here.
And then after that, we headed in towards the city. I was actually looking for a coffee shop. As everyone knows, I'm addicted to coffee, and I wanted to find a good coffee. We didn't find one, but we did find the library. So we actually sat down there for a couple of hours. That's when Charlie uploaded the video, and we did a few other things, the odds and ends. And that was
that took some time.
Yeah, it took some time. It didn't have the fastest connection there.
And at first, I don't think he was very, very pleased about spending all this time in the library, but as time got by and we moved on, we met some very gentle people who made it all worth the
more than worth the while. Now, I didn't really mind spending that much time in the library, but it's and actually that was our first unplanned siesta, and I think that's something that we'll be trying a little bit more now going forward, actually trying to have a rest between like 1:30 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1:30 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it's the hottest. I think it's actually better to have a rest during that time, have a good lunch, have a rest, and then walk a little bit later into the evening, because walking there around 3, 4 o'clock really knocks you about a bit. It's quite warm, so it's probably better to have a rest, even though it's difficult to sleep or rest when it's so hot. So I think it's better to have that rest and continue walking and then walk later into the evening. And that's something we're going to continue trying as we go forward. We'll see how that works.
Also, just to get some warm food.
Yeah, and also to have to eat a proper meal and have some time to rest after the food, because you always get tired after you eat as well. So that should be quite good. So we're going to try that. We'll see how that works. But we left the library, and we wanted to restock on some ice and water, so we went to a service station, and we restocked, and we filled water, and we were talking to this really helpful, nice gentleman in the service station, and a few people stopped and said hello, and it was all very friendly and nice, and just as we were leaving, a really cool black Cadillac with side pipes and flames on it pulled up, and I had to say to the guy, it was a real cool car. I said,
custom made American car.
Yeah. So we stopped and we talked, and it turned out to be Joe, and he was from the area, and he asked what we were doing and blah blah, and he gave us a donation for the walk. So that was quite cool, quite nice, quite appreciated, and
not too bad.
Not too bad at all. And people are quite kind and helpful all along here.
Yeah, and that's the thing about, I think the further we got away from Austin, the rarer it gets. Mm-hmm. But especially in Austin and around Austin, the people here are really helpful. Mm-hmm. And they wherever you have a break, they will stop and ask, do you need water?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. And it's not something that you will experience in Denmark, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Sweden, but
maybe not in Sweden, not in a normal area. I think it's a typical thing where it's a hot and where it's a lot of open areas. In Australia, people always stop and ask if you're okay. So it might be one of those things. But yeah, it's a bit different. But people are very helpful, very kind. It's great. Yeah. And we continued on in the afternoon, and we walked, and we were trying to find some place to stop, and it wasn't really. There were a lot of fences, and we couldn't really get into any place. And we were, you're always a little bit stealth camping. It's not legal, and I don't think anyone would really say much about it if they caught you doing it. But you always feel a little bit guilty doing
and
it.
And I do actually think they are legally allowed to shoot you down here if you're caught on the ground.
Yeah, it's a bit distressing when. when there are signs saying, don't mind the dog, watch out for the gum. It can be a bit distressing. So.
We are in Texas, though.
Yeah, we're in Texas. But we actually walked, and the sun was going down, and we actually found a field. There was a gate that there wasn't a padlock on, and we snuck in through the gate, and it was a cow paddock or a cattle paddock or something full of cactus, and we found some bushes there, and we hid there, and we organized some food, and that was quite nice.
And every time a cow was driving by on the road, we were turning off our lights.
Yeah. Always feeling a bit guilty. Yeah. Bro, I don't know if we really need to or not, but we can't help it. We feel a bit guilty. But that was nice. It was a nice camping site. It was actually worked out quite well there, didn't it? Yeah. And next morning, we got up early, or tried to get up a little bit earlier.
That was a good idea, actually, to get up early.
Yeah.
I think we planned to get up at 6 o'clock, but I take some time getting my stuff packed down, so we were probably leaving...
Yeah, we're still on the road by 7:30, so I think so. Yeah.
Was it 7:30 before we were on the road?
Yeah, we didn't get up until the alarm went at 6 o'clock. But I was a bit lazy. I don't think we got up till 6:30 or something.
Okay.
Then. Yeah.
But still, it's nice to walk in the morning, and that's maybe the only time of day that it's very cool.
Yeah.
Because even in the afternoon, where at home it would be starting to cool down, it's not like that here.
No.
Because we are walking toward west, so we just have the sun in our faces until it's completely down.
It's seldom below 30 degrees before 9 o'clock. And even then, the coolest part of the day is like 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. That's the coolest part. It's been about 20 degrees the last 2 or 3 days. After that, it hots up quite quickly. So it's quite nice and cool in the morning. It's a nice time to walk.
Maybe we should talk about what we get to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You usually start by eating some peanut butter when you get up.
Yeah, I try to get some. I'm not much of a breakfast person.
Me neither.
But I realized that you need some sort of energy to get started in the morning. So nuts or peanut butter or something like a high density, high energy source is the easiest to eat in the morning. It doesn't need any cooking or anything like that. So I try to get something like that. If I'm not in a city, if I'm in a city, in a nearer town or something, I like to get bacon and eggs, a real proper breakfast. But if I can't, when we're camping, it's often just peanut butter, nuts, something nice and simple like that. Something I don't have to cook.
And then Mats is really good to stop in before we have walked too long and say, now you need to get something to eat as well.
Yeah.
So we eat some nuts. We have bought this big, what do you call it, container of different kind of nuts, walnuts, peanuts.
Yeah, there's all mixed nuts, really good ones actually.
Cashew nuts, all kinds of nuts, which is full of good energy. So we eat some nuts, drink some water, and then we continue.
It's important, actually, when we're walking like this, it's important to take breaks. I mean, you don't want to walk an hour and a half, possibly 2 hours, but you need a break to freshen up with some water and have a quick little break. It's better to walk a little bit slowly and have more breaks and be able to walk all day rather than to head out too hard and crash because you can get pretty tired. And then it's hard to recover after that. So, but we've been doing quite well. And Charlie's like a fit guy. He's got no problem doing the walking we're doing. The heat, he feels the heat, but so do I. So, I mean, it's hot. There's nothing you can say about that. It takes a lot out of you. So that's no problem. We walked that day all the way to here in Fredericksburg, didn't we? No, but yes. What did we do? It was a long day. I think we walked almost 47 kilometers the last day. 1, 2, 3 nights, 4 days walking, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've been sleeping for 3 nights, out camping for
tent,
3 nights.
Yeah, out in the tent, yeah. And it's the fourth night. And we were very lucky. I had sent out some couch surfing requests in Fredericksburg, and we're here on the 4th of July, which is the American Independence Day. It's a big celebration.
It was our goal to reach it here.
We wanted to reach here by the 4th of July so we could actually be in a town that celebrated the 4th of July. And we were very, very lucky. A guy answered our couch surfing request, and we're actually staying. Actually, this is really strange. We're couch surfing in a motel. How is that? That sounds really strange. But
really?
Yeah.
Especially on the 4th of July,
yeah.
Where all the hotels, and this is a city, a small city.
Yeah.
There is 10,000 something
yeah.
in population.
It's a very,
but they have like maybe 15 hotels.
Yeah.
And they are all full.
Yeah, they're all full.
So we have to sleep in the conference hall.
Yeah.
But that's good. We don't complain. We have a cooler, a freezer.
Yeah.
Just bought a bottle of bourbon. We are all good.
Yeah.
No problem. But still, it just seems strange for a hotel manager for the 4th of July, the most busy day of the year, to host couch surfing guests on your hotel.
Yeah. Incredible hospitality. We're eternally thankful and we love it, but it just, it blows our mind just the time.
That's the sound hospitality.
Yeah. So that's really, really cool. And we got here, we arrived quite late, and it was full, all the rooms were full, and they put us in this meeting room. And so we're actually sleeping on our camping gear in here, but it's quite comfortable, it's air conditioned, it's very, very nice. And we got up this morning, went into, the town's only like half a kilometer away, like the center of town, went into Main Street, tried to get some breakfast, there was people everywhere, it was really crowded. But we found one small place, we got some breakfast, and, then the parade started, 4th of July parade. It's the first time I've ever seen one live, so that's pretty cool. And it was interesting at the same time that it was very long, and in the end, people were slightly bored.
Boring. Yeah.
So, but it was cool to be able to see it. We took a few shots and we followed it, so it was interesting. And after that, we went to, and how's this? We are in Texas. We went to a German beer garden and watched Germany play France and drank a few beers. So that was quite nice.
And spent a little money on playing on it, but didn't went very well.
Yeah, Charlie gambled a little bit, but didn't really go that well. So I didn't gamble, I didn't mind, so I didn't worry.
You're not that kind of guy.
No, I'm not much into gambling. Always.
You need some more?
Yeah, probably need some more. We're actually drinking... we're being very patriotic, maybe not Texas patriotic, but definitely America patriotic. We're drinking Jack Daniels. We bought ourselves a bottle of bourbon, so we're drinking Jack Daniels, Tennessee whiskey. Charlie's drinking it straight, and I'm being very Australian and drinking it with Coke. So
Diet Coke even.
Yeah, Diet Coke, don't want to get too fat. and then we've run around... done some shopping for some small stuff we needed. Charlie's cart has had a few problems. We've been discussing how we're going to solve it.
Well, we're going to bury it.
The emu, where the emu is going to be cooked and buried. Charlie was thinking about buying some new wheels or getting some new wheels here for it. Unfortunately, the cycle shops are closed today and we haven't really seen any good things. And I'm afraid that buying new stuff for that cart might just be a waste of money. So what we actually think we decided to do is just
repair it with
duct tape. Repair it with duct tape and just see how far we can leave it without spending any money. See, I mean, it only has to last for another 2 weeks, so maybe we can get it, sort of baby it through that period. We moved all the heavy water over to the mule. And you know the mule. It just sucks it up and carries it. No problem. The mule is a champ. So the mule's got about 50 liters of water. No, it hasn't. The mule's carrying about 20 liters of water, so it's severely overloaded. But it's still...
It's a good mule.
It's a good mule.
Good old mule.
The good old mule. It's still carrying on. That's about it. That's how far we've got. Charlie and I are enjoying, or I am. I hope Charlie's enjoying it so far as well. And we're moving on, traveling, and we are going to head further west. We will hopefully reach Del Rio before Charlie has to head back towards Austin for his flight. We don't know exactly. It's always hard to plan, so we'll see how far it goes. We're making good mileage the days we're walking. Today has been a really excellent rest day, and we hope to head into downtown and maybe go to a rock bar, listen to music, and drink a beer or two this afternoon, or this evening rather.
We've also been talking about going to church instead.
Yeah, well, sort of. I don't think that.
Praying for the grace of God.
Mm-hmm. But that's where we're at. And as always, I keep listening to the podcast. And whatever else you do, keep walking.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.